My name is Nick.
Or as we call him, the interviewer.
I'm running this
yes,
interview.
By the way, just for the record, Nick is doing the interview, and he's going to interview me at various times during the the interview.
So would you just like to introduce yourself?
Hey, we're out of time here. Come on, we got limited time. Pass it on to her, please.
I am Scarlett Stevens.
And this is Josh.
I'm Jordy Davison.
And you're in a band, and it's called?
San Cisco. Yeah.
But tell me something about the band that, seriously, somehow just never gets out there.
Probably that we found Nick at a...
It was an orphanage.
It's an orphanage, yeah.
What was the orphanage called?
It was an orphanage for gorillas. San Cisco.
Orphanage for gorillas. The gorilla orphanage.
With dodgy hips. With dodgy hips. If you're a gorilla and you're not fit for the zoo enclosure, they
dodgy
take you.
Dodgy hips. You know, if San Cisco fails, and we're going to get to the band name in a second, but if this new name fails, Dodgy Hips, you guys were called like George Saint something King George.
Let's forget
King,
about that.
I'm joking. Yeah. So that's been told too many times.
It has. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, okay, we know that. So here's what I want to know. In between King George and San Cisco, there were some really bad names. Were there some really bad names in between?
Yes.
Give me a few of those.
Flippin' Burgers.
Yeah, that was one.
Wasn't one like
Flippin' Burgers is good.
There's one with an athlete.
It's like I can't remember.
We're going to call that Tetris.
Tetris, nice.
Tetris.
Island City.
Island City.
Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden. You know, you guys did well with San Cisco.
What? But can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you think that the people on the West Coast are nicer than the people on the East Coast? Because it's a rumor I've been hearing.
I've lived here since 1989, and I'm from New York, and I have become nicer.
If, yeah, right.
If you
okay.
had this interview right after I left New York, I would not have been as nice.
Yeah, okay.
It would have been a problem.
You've softened up a bit.
Yeah, it would have been a problem. Now, this is an interesting moment. If I pulled out my iPhone, the interesting thing that you would find is that I listen to Triple J all the time. They have the freedom to play unknown bands and to do what they want to do, and then they have the power to make them big.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty darn lucky, aren't you? Because you made good music, but then Triple J,
Triple J
picked it up, and that's kind of not a bad thing, is it?
In Australia, you need them to. Well, you don't. That's not true. You don't need them, but. It helps you.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to get all political.
Go ahead. Come on. Do
okay.
it.
But
do it.
So
Go on.
The
Go on.
Thing is,
Go on.
In America, you can pretty much do anything when you're 18.
Except
own a gun.
You can
go to war. You can vote. You can have a child.
And go on MTV with a child.
I don't know about that. Can you? You can do like everything except drink. And, it's just a bit annoying because back home you can drink when you're 18. And it's also like, I reckon it cripples the nightlife a bit. You're cutting out like 3 years of people that could be out in clubs and you know, buying things and doing this and that at nighttime, because the only people out there are people that are over 21.
This has been a public service announcement by San Cisco and the We Want to Get Drunk. Let me look around.
Remember that, kids,
let me look
and stay in
the dressing
school.
Room. Let's see. Is anybody snuck? Wait, it's not in your pocket. Okay. One hit wonders. Yuck.
Yeah.
Right? However, you're in a time machine. Think about this, right? There's a problem and there's nothing you can do about it. You're in a time machine. So over there, Awkward has been played on the radio 3,942,646 times. I've got that exact amount.
Wow.
I know this. Yes, that's exactly the amount.
300,000.
She's believing me. So what happens when you come out here and all the cool people go, Awkward! Because it's all new and cool to them. Mm. What happens? Still cool? It's okay with you? Because that represents you and that can be an issue, right? You've gone on record a lot, pun intended, for saying, okay, you know what? We have to get over the awkward stage, pun intended, right?
Pun intended.
But I often wonder, like, if you were really cool and hip and you're from America and you went on YouTube and you saw that the song came out 2 years ago, whether you'd
drop. You'll be searching for something more?
You'd drop it pretty quickly because you'd be like, well, I didn't discover this. It's been around for ages.
Australia's kind of different than the UK because Australia is a thing unto its own, right? It's there and, you know, everything else, it's definitely its own, very much more so than the UK, its own society, right? So if you break out of Australia, it's a whole different thing. But when you're playing Europe and the US, it is all new. Yeah. But over there, it's not all new. So tell me what that kind of feels like when you come here. And this audience tonight probably will know Awkward. And then they'll kind of go, oh, I think I heard that one. But what's it like to come here and it all being very new when it's been less new over there?
I think it's a really good thing to do. It's refreshing. And it reminds you that you aren't a big rock star. You're just a guy that plays music, and you're in a band that plays music. And I'm digging a hole. But there's like, I don't know. It's just, I think you come over here and you play to like not many people, and it's like starting all over again, and that's like exciting. Yeah, I think like as a band, we really want to break into the international market. And to do that, I think you got to work really hard.
We've all been doing something. Scarlett's had uni, Josh has had uni, Geordie's had school. I've been working in hospitality.
I've been
making burgers, all right.
That's why he's the interviewer, because he's hospitable.
Yeah, no, he's not.
No, I'm not, actually. And now this is the first year that we've been free to pursue our musical careers, endeavors.
Physical careers.
And I believe it is a wooden boat.
How many
days?
To make
our album was probably... 3 weeks worth of
3 weeks, and recording. Was that on your own dime?
No, that was about 4 weeks.
Yeah. Was that on your own dime?
We're independent in Australia.
What do you mean by own dime?
Your own money.
Yeah, but what do you mean like our money that's
like
been
you,
like
you put your money together and you paid for the studio.
The band did,
but we had
3 weeks.
We had an advance from our publishers. So.
Ah, okay.
But
3 weeks is luxurious. There are bands that are forced to make records.
Well,
and,
we did
you know,
a week. Not when you split it up and you do a week. At the start of the year and 2 weeks in the middle of it.
I love pop music that has a dark underbelly.
Yeah.
You've got that. My favorite songs are the ones that dum 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 dum. I'm happy, and then I'm listening to it. I'm like, suicide.
Hey, yeah.
So tell me about that. You've got you've got that down to a science, don't you?
Well, I'm
at least when I was listening, because you know I had the razor blades out and I said, nah, I want to interview him first.
Whoa, I didn't want that to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, blood on your hands.
Yeah, it's funny.
Hey, good name for a band if
blood on your hands.
Blood on your hands? Because you're too young to be that dark.
I think that's
what
not
have you
true.
You suffered through.
You can be as you can be as fun as young as you are, but I'm not that messed up.
Oh man, what fun. How could you be in rock and roll?
The thing is, like, I don't know, I think with my songwriting, it's like the only place that I vent negative feelings, because most of the time I'm not really that upset about anything.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun to sugarcoat it and then have it sour on the inside.
Exactly, and that's the other thing. I really like that, and I also, yeah, I really like that idea. But we wrote the album, and when I had to do like a track listing and like talk about each song, I came to the realization that every song has a negative connotation to it. Yeah, well, we're trying to just, you know, take the listener on a, what would you call it? A sonic journey.
Sonic journey! I do a thing called a musical sandwich, and it's two of your songs as the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.